With us today here on the Light 103.9 is Pastor Marvin Winans. How you doing?
All right. I'm happy to be in the light, because if you walk in the light, it's easy in the light.
I love it. You're absolutely right.
And have fellowship one with another.
Well, Pastor, look, we just listened to your new CD single, Draw Me Close, Thy Will Be Done, and it's awesome. It's like a love song, a song of relationship to God. Not to mention, you know, you and your entire family have these beautiful instruments that God has totally blessed you with, that you bless us with. So tell us a little bit about this new project you have.
Well, I'm really excited about it, because I've always believed that gospel music is the full spectrum of the human experience, that it touches every area and facet of our lives if we just slow down enough to hear it. Most people associate gospel music with the two and four hand clapping, foot stomping, and that certainly is a part. But all of it is a part,
mm-hmm.
and it is what makes gospel music such a lush, green, prosperous conversation in the lifestyle of those that believe in Jesus Christ. And hopefully the praise and worship experience causes those conversations to continue.
Now tell us the name of your new project.
Marvin Winans Presents the Praise and Worship Experience.
Amen.
That's the name.
And it's...
And what you said with Draw Me Close, I think I didn't write that part, Draw Me Close to You.
Mm-hmm.
I was somewhere, I might have been overseas when I first heard it. And when I heard it, I said, wow, someone had a relationship with God. And then I started singing it. And one day, I believe it was in rehearsal, I was singing it. And then I just added the song that I had written when I was a teenager, which was Thy Will Be Done, because I've seen you work in others, and I want you to work in me. And that just fit. It just married that song. And so we performed the ceremony on the new CD.
Wow, look at God, huh? Look at God. So now your new album is going to be in stores next week, next Tuesday.
On the 26th. And we're excited about it. And in honor of it, here in Detroit, you know, some person may have some frequent flyer miles that mm-hmm. they need to get rid of. And we're going to have a street release concert, just the mini thing here at Perfecting Church on Tuesday. And some of the artists that are on the CD are going to join us. And we're just going to have a lot of fun kicking it off. So we hope that everyone in the Raleigh, North Carolina area
mm-hmm.
Would go and purchase it. I remember I have fond memories of being down there in Raleigh with the school that's at the college.
Right.
And Wells Memorial back when I was Evangelist Winans.
I remember sharing with you the story that my college choir actually sang behind you in one of those instances where you came down here in Durham.
Yeah, and we just had a great time.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Yes, we did. Well, you know, you mentioned you've been in the industry for a long time. I want to ask you, Pastor, look, it's nothing to be ashamed of, because you know what? You have been blessing us for many, many years, and God's going to reward you for that. You better not. Where do you see gospel music right now?
I see it that it has the potential to be what it needs to be. I think the success will be incumbent upon its writers, its voices, to demand the best,
yeah.
you know, to demand that we put heart to pen, that
right.
we put our experience to pen, and that we not chase a ghost in trying to be a secondhand R&B hip-hop type of music, but that we allow God within the experience and the sound of our young people to give us fresh music. And I see that the sky is the limit if we do the things right.
Amen. Amen. Well, I hear that you got a lot of things going on. Can you tell us a little bit about the Essence Music Festival you're going to be a part of coming up next month?
Yeah. They asked me to come back and preach the Sunday morning of the Essence Music Festival.
Great.
And I think they're going to be honoring Fred Hammond.
Mm-hmm.
And, the name escapes me, although I know them well.
Is it Mary Mary?
I think it's Mary Mary. I got ready to say that first. So it's Mary Mary and Fred Hammond, and I'm just the number one fan of Mary Mary. And Fred Hammond, from Detroit.
Yes.
I remember when we took him on the road to play the bass for the Whining. So,
when he was just a little boy.
No, he wasn't little. But he was he's not too much younger than I, but he's super, super talented.
Yes, he is.
And I remember when we let him go to pursue his career with commission, and so it's a love relationship. So I'm very happy to be there for that.
Amen. To mention love relationships, you've have many love relationships, and of course we heard you and saw you ministering the eulogy at our sister Whitney Houston's funeral, and awesome, wonderful job you did there. And of course I can't let you go. I would be remiss, and my listeners would be like, Melissa, you didn't ask Pastor how's he doing after the carjacking incident. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm fabulous. I didn't lose any sleep over that. Because I believe the word that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and we're moving in the direction of trying to help those teenagers, our young black youth that sort of fallen through the cracks. Right now, I'm in a meeting with our school. We have the Marvin L. Winans Academy of Performing Arts, which is 15 years old,
mm-hmm.
And we have students K through 5, and we just graduated our 8th. Graduating class.
Well, congratulations.
And so, yeah, there's a lot of work going on, and yet there's that much more work to do. So I'm absolutely kicking on all cylinders and doing great.
Well, fantastic.
And I want to thank everyone for their prayers and thoughts.
Oh, thank you. You know, we love you. We truly do. New album in stores next Tuesday, June 26th. Make sure you pick them up. Is it available at your local Walmarts?
Oh, yeah. Walmart, you know, it's going to be everywhere. So just go ask. If it's not where you want it to be, tell them.
Get it
send
there.
Send it. Get it here.
Pastor Mark.
You can always do the iTunes and, you know, online, all that stuff.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you.